Well, that's it. I've run out of things to talk about. I can't think of anything else to say. I'm completely speechless. Oh, wait. I just thought of something. Something came to me. I'm Theron. You're on the edge. And I never run out of things to talk about with my flapping jaws. And by the way, thank you to everybody calling us up. You know, nobody wants to go on the air. They're all afraid of me. Don't be afraid. We're not going to bite. We don't bite. Amazing. We're getting a lot of phone calls over there. We thank you for that. A lot of comments. People are digging the show. Get a lot of email. But for some reason, I don't want to go on the radio. Don't be afraid. We don't bite. Let's see here. Let's finish this off because I tell you, this has my blood boiling. Let me recap for you here. A bunch of people in a public park setting in Elmira, New York in 2007. For example, let's say you're standing across from a public park and there's a gay pride rally in the park where the gay pride people are saying, come on in, it's open to the public. And you start to go in the park and you're a Christian and the police stop you and they say you can't go into the park and disturb those people because you're a Christian. And what the police are trying to do, of course, is they're trying to head off any kind of confrontation. They can't do that, but they did. And now, it's in the courts. This is absolutely insanity. The police, Elmira Police Sergeant, told the group they were banned from the park. They were not allowed to cross the street, enter the park, or share their religion with anyone in the park. The group members later were arrested and accused of disorderly conduct. It seems oxymoronic to say that by walking silently in a public park with heads bowed, these people somehow disturbed the peace, Oster said. From the sit-ins in the 1960s, Oster is one of the guys with, I think, the ADF, Alliance Defense Fund. From the sit-ins in the 1960s to today, courts have repeatedly ruled that the police cannot arrest those who peacefully express their message in public places. Now, think about that. You have a right to peaceably assemble. We just ascertained that, courtesy of the First Amendment, Constitution of the United States of America. If this violation of these Christians' rights is allowed to stand, the First Amendment rights of all people of faith are in jeopardy. The First Amendment rights of everybody are in jeopardy. People of faith, but gay people too, everybody. We are Americans. Now, if these guys were, like, running around with tie-dye T-shirts, throwing garbage cans through windows, if they were walking around with big, big, big placards and signs saying, I hate queers, something like that, just being totally insane, yeah, then I would say the police probably want to arrest them. But this is a fact, friends. There were a bunch of people doing nothing but walking around with no signs, nothing. And they wanted to go into a public park, and they were busted because they were Christians. This is where your society's going now. A female officer is quoted here as saying, you're not going across that street. You're not going to enter the park, and you're not going to share your religion with anybody in the park. Now, how would she know they even want to do that? Apparently, look, I'm seeing something implied in the story that's not stated here. For one thing, the cops knew they were Christians, so maybe at some point they were at some type of a demonstration, but they still can't stop them from going in the park. They can't say because you're a Christian, you can't go in the park. They can't say because you're gay, you can't go in the park. They can't do that, but they did. And now it's in court. This should be interesting. I wonder where this will go. You paying attention out there? Boiling Frogs, wake up. Wake up, Boiling Frogs. Don't forget, I, as stated in the first hour, I have a call in. I don't know if we're going to get a response back. I did not get a real friendly response from the, shall we say, assistant of Mike Cox in Lansing. He kind of was trying to blow me off. I wanted Mike Cox, our Attorney General, State of Michigan, to address in a very friendly way. I just want some information. I want to know. I want to go where the buck stops. I want to know what type of laws, if any, are in play in the state of Michigan that would stop an employer from hiring an illegal alien in terms of what kind of fines are associated, what kind of jail sentence time would be if somebody hired an illegal alien. And I didn't get a real good response. I got kind of a memo over the phone where Mike Cox has addressed this situation many times on radio. So I said, what radio? So on Paul W. Smith's show. I think that's his name, the guy on JR. And I said, well, whoa, hold it. I don't care about that. I'm in Ann Arbor. Well, JR hits Ann Arbor. It's like, dude, stop trying to shut me up. All I want to do is get some information from Mike Cox. So if I don't get a call back from Mike Cox, I also have a call into that sent me over to the state legislature. If I don't get a call back from Mike Cox, I'm going to ask you, the people, citizens of the United States of America, citizens of Michigan, listening to my voice, to, and we'll give him at least a week or two, maybe a week and a half would be good, because he's a very busy man, and I know he can't respond to some nutcase calling him 24/7, and there are those that do that, but a reasonable man such as myself should probably get a call back or some kind of information, because all we want is information. He doesn't have to be on the radio. I just want some information as to what's going on out there. And if he doesn't call back or doesn't get that information, then let's all call him. What do you say? I have his phone number, and maybe we'll all call him and ask him to call On the Edge with Theron. Pat, you're on the edge.
Hey, I was working in Milan today, and at 4 o'clock, the lady said, you don't mind if you listen to Theron, do you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, she was there with her kids, and we all gathered around the campfire and listened to your show at 4 o'clock while I was installing a dishwasher, of course, laying on the floor in a painful position.
All right.
But, yeah, and she said, yeah, we listen to Theron's show every day with the kids.
That's amazing. Hey, listen, Pat.
Fantastic. We're glad somebody's out there speaking the truth.
Thank you for calling the show, Pat. Thank you very much. That reminds me, he said laying around the campfire. That takes me back to my early childhood days. When Mom and Dad would pull the wagon over on the side of the road, and we'd start a fire. And then we'd all sit around out there under the moonlight and the stars. Mom would take off her big hoop earrings and that incredibly insane red lipstick. Dad would break out the cigarettes and the whiskey. All the little kids would be sitting around the fire. And then Mom would say, don't keep those kids up too late. They got to be in school tomorrow. And Dad would say, shut up, woman. We got a show to do tomorrow. We got smartening pills to sell tomorrow. Anyway, I'm Theron. You're on the edge. Thanks for listening. We have a lot of fun down here. And you know what? I'm not wearing a blue coat, a red tie, or a white shirt. Hallelujah. Hey, it's Friday. We'll see you out there. Have a good weekend. And hey, if you go to see a band tonight, listen to what the band's playing. Don't ask them to play Stevie Ray Vaughan, okay? Don't do it. Just don't say Brown Eyed Girl. Don't say Lynyrd Skynyrd. Just listen to what the band's doing. See you back here Monday. You're on the edge.